Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for 7:34, time for Mondays with the mayor. And this morning, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is not with us this morning. I understand that Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard is our guest today. Is that right?
Yes.
That's your turn to talk now, Maggie, when I'd say that.
Yeah, good morning.
I don't think you've ever been at a loss for words, so I guess we'll do okay here. What do you think?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, you heard us talking about the rain. Of course, we've been trying to conserve water as we can here in Wichita, but maybe that'll get the reservoir to come up and we can lift some of those restrictions. What do you think?
I think it sounds pretty good. I was trying to follow along and follow everybody's rain gauges, and I think the last report I got, Cheney was up about 6.5 inches, which we have a long ways to go, but definitely making a little bit of progress.
That's what I was reading as well. So we agree, so it must be fact. There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you have the mayor is out of town. I don't – if it's public knowledge you want to tell us where, that's okay if you don't. I mean, it's –
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly what she's doing, but she asked me if I'd like to fill in for her this morning, and
okay.
I said absolutely.
All right, so let's talk about we got a meeting tomorrow, city council meeting, and maybe you can fill us in on a couple of the items that you think are important there in the meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, we will be talking about a lot of different things, mostly ARPA fund related. I think since I got into office in 2022, we have been trying to find a organization that would help us with the Healthy Corner Store Initiative program. So really, really excited to actually start moving forward. Access to healthy food is incredibly important. And, you know, it's been important to me for a really long time. So I'm excited to actually have a good group that is willing to put forth the effort. So we're super excited about that. And
again, hey, Maggie, what is it called? Healthy what?
Healthy Corner Store Initiative.
Oh, okay. Healthy Corner Store Initiative. Now, the ARPA funds, for those who don't know, that's the federal money that came during the pandemic, right? And you have some restrictions. You got to spend that by a certain time, don't you?
We do. There's some different timelines for the funding, and has to be, spent and allocated by certain times. And so we are getting down to the wire. So we're just fine tuning some of the programs that we've been working on. We also will be talking about. Let's see what else I'm looking through the list. There's tons of stuff on here. The winter shelter. That is moving right along over at the old former Park Elementary. Still are on track to open Thanksgiving Day. So looking forward to that. Lots of irons in the fire with that. So, we have a full slate tomorrow.
You're talking about the new all-purpose shelter or whatever we call it that for the homeless people this winter, right?
Yes, sir. The multi-agency center, we call it the MAC, but yes, it's a multi-agency center. So it's basically three projects or three phases. The first one is the winter emergency shelter. The second one will be the construction of the rest of the building for what we're calling the MAC. And then the third will be some transitional housing that we plan to build on site.
So you're hearing a report on this or just giving it the stamp to go ahead? What are you going to do about that then tomorrow?
Yeah, we're basically talking about who's going to operate it, allocate some funding, different funding sources for the winter shelter, and just kind of making sure that the paperwork side of it is moving alongside the construction.
Do we know who's going to run it, or is that still up in the air?
I believe that will be discussed tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
So
good deal.
Yes.
Okay, so let me see. I guess that's about it, unless you got something more you'd like to tell us this morning.
I would just comment that on the 7th, we are having another public meeting about parking at Kansas Leadership at 6 o'clock this coming Thursday. So I would encourage anyone to come to that meeting if they have any questions, or they can always email us, and happy to answer their questions for them. And then we have a river cleanup on Sunday from 8 to 10.
As far as the parking meeting goes, did you attend the one last week?
I did not. We all were kind of scattered at different events. I got a little bit of feedback from it, but we're just giving the opportunity for anyone that wasn't able to make that would still like to come and ask questions and share their concerns.
So you think we'll have something by the end of November then, maybe an ordinance or something passed on that?
I think so. We're looking at, well, I don't know when it's going to pass, but we have asked staff to provide us with several different options
Look
at.
Yeah.
And so I believe they're coming with 4 or 5 different options for us to kind of look at, and, you know, what the revenue could potentially be, and what our different options are moving forward. So, very interesting conversation.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being with us.
You
this
know,
morning.
As the, with the mayor out of town, do you not get any sleep the night before a council meeting knowing you have the gavel tomorrow?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I don't sleep very good anyway, just because we have lots of work to do. So, yes, tomorrow will be a long meeting.
A lot of pressure, a lot of stress, a lot of pressure.
Yes.
All right,
you guys have a wonderful day.
Take a deep breath.
So
all right. Thanks,
thank you.
Maggie. That is Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard this morning, Mondays with the Mayor, and for the Vice Mayor this time. How about that?
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Spirit AeroSystems and Society of Professional Engineering Employees and Aerospace Negotiators have come to terms on a tentative 4-year agreement that would boost pay for Spirit engineers by at least 19% during the life of the deal. The contract offer including provisions for higher increases if labor market conditions warrant.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a minimum 5% bonus in the spring next year on top of the increased wage pools. SPIA's negotiating team is recommending approval of the agreement that would cover more than 1,000 engineers at Spirit's Wichita site. Voting on the offer will take place through the mail, with ballots going out to union members on November 14th, due back by the 25th. The current 6-year contract expires on December 1st.
The hours before Election Day will hold another high-impact vote for Wichita and its aviation industry. Striking Boeing machinists will head to the polls today on the West Coast to decide on an updated 4-year contract offer that boosts the general wage increase to 38% over the life of the deal, and ups the one-time ratification bonus to $12,000. The 7-week strike has halted commercial production of Boeing 737 MAX, 767, and 777 planes, of which many Wichita companies have a role as part of the supply chain. 3-week furloughs for 700 workers at Spirit AeroSystems, Wichita's largest employer and Boeing's biggest supplier, began recently tied to the work stoppage, with other local aviation subcontractors highlighting pain they're seeing within the industry. So things are starting to hurt there in the aircraft industry. It's good to see a couple of them maybe ratifying contracts. This is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, there are so many contractors, and those businesses, they have a big impact on our community.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
Get those folks back to work with more pay, and then they'll be – you know, Christmas is a-coming, and they need to get back in circulation and some spending that money.
Or making some airplanes.
Yeah. So, if we can get them squared away and Spirit squared, Boeing, Textron, We could have a pretty good Christmas here around Wichita, heading back into the new year. I've got my fingers crossed, hopes up, right?
Good, good.
Job action today. Today is job action day. What does that mean? Well, it's today for you to redefine the opportunities in your career world. Celebrate by exploring your options. In other words, would you like to get a new job? Maybe it's time to start to look. I don't know. I don't know what the job market's like. You, Ted, out there? I haven't tested it for about 30 years myself.
Nor I.
Yeah. We're not a good gauge. We've been doing this show now for...
Nobody's seems to be beating down my door to get me to come work for them, though.
Yeah, we've been doing the Steve and Ted show since 1998. This is show number 6,796.
Oof. Hey.
And all that time, I've never had anybody say, hey, would you like to come to work for me?
I have one.
You had one.
One in 30 years.
You had one offer that I remember that came about, but we didn't take it.
And I said no. I stayed here. Yeah.
So here we are. And Halloween is over. We're back in what do we got? 21 days till Thanksgiving?
Well, it's the final Thursday. It's the 28th.
Yeah, it's the 28th, so a little more than that. Anyway, there's the next big holiday. So the stores now are what? Filled with Thanksgiving turkeys?
No. They're filled with Christmas stuff.
Oh, really? So we don't do Thanksgiving? Just
apparently not anymore. You just move on to Christmas.
I got to get out more. I didn't know that, you know. All right. So you got some cut rate candy, 50% off on
sure
Friday.
Did.
I got some at Dylan's, about the same stuff, Kit Kat bars, and that sure are good. And for 50% off, and that's all I got, one little bag. You know, I mean, the shelves are just by Friday afternoon, you know.
They're pretty much gone by then.
They got it gone.
Yeah, I hit it Friday morning.
Yeah.
Got it quick. You got to be there quick.
That's the day after Halloween. Time to go and buy your candy. All right. Plenty of rain over the weekend. And you have your basketball season for the Shockers starting tonight.
Tonight,
on the road.
Season opener.
What about your duties as PA announcer at Coke Arena? When does that start?
Home opener is Saturday night.
Saturday night? I'm looking forward to it. Another year. How many years have you done that?
This will be my fifth year doing the Shocker Men.
Wow. Time is flying by.
I know.
All right. We look forward to it. Another Shocker basketball season.
And of course, this is my 34th year doing Shocker volleyball.
Yeah, you've done volleyball a long time. All right. Here we go. 8 o'clock hour coming up here on a Monday morning, and we got a lot of stuff planned for you with Steve and Ted. So stay with us. We've got the latest on those Sunday storms in Kansas and Oklahoma. Ted has sports coming up.
Yeah, Monday Night Football tonight. Got the Arrowhead Stadium rocking on Monday Night Football for the Chiefs.
We'll
preview that coming up in sports.
Let's entertainment news. The Blur's on the way.
Yeah, we'll start out the week with the entertainment news and the Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. We've got a couple of movie anniversaries.
And we have your back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.